Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 31st of May of the year 2020, the end of spring in one hemisphere. No longer may we make spring-related observations, like about lambs gambolling in the fields, jokes about shepherds and shepherdesses getting it on under the spring bushes, classic May joke subject. May is at an end, and tomorrow is summer, when the lambs stop gambling and begin gambling. Get it? Never mind. When the shepherdess has skipped a period and the crops ripen in the fields of consequence. Anyway, happy 31st of May. Your guest today on the podcast is disgraced Home Secretary John Luke Roberts, just out of hospital after the haunting, not to say horrifying, events that occurred at the completion of his last online apology tour. I see you've still got a touch of a limp there, John Luke.
Hello. Yes, it's lovely to be here. It's been a difficult time. I had to leave my post as Home Secretary. I made the mistake of... I took the health secretary aside and I said, I think I feel a little bit of shame. And he said, oh, no, please don't let the prime minister know. You'll have to go if you do. I eventually I had to leave because I showed an ounce of humanity and shame, unfortunately, for my previous actions. So a pity.
A terrible pity. It's Sunday today, by the way, and as always on the weekends, we take a step back from the brutal first-person shooter that is the 24-hour news cycle and wallow in the gentle Tetris that is the weekend magazine. Our top feature section this week is a coffee pullout with our coffee expert, John Luke Roberts, but first, some parts of the weekend magazine we won't have time for. This weekend, a new installment in our deeply predictable adventures series of profiles, where we follow the lives of people on what you could call surprising or unexpected life trajectories if you had little to no imagination. This week, Caitlin Bailey Lynn Bailey, who after beginning a career as a stressed-out executive assistant in the film industry, quit her dream job to become a yoga instructor. Wow, what unimaginable sequence of logic could lead a beautiful 38-year-old woman to give up the glamorous life of a high-powered executive assistant for a job stretching your inner thighs in the sun at a woodland retreat? Also in the Weekend magazine this week, a guide to optimizing your dick pic, including tips for lighting, props, and how best to convey your personality through dick pic alone. Have you sent any dick pics, John Luke Roberts?
Well, of course, one of the times that I was forced out of being Home Secretary was due to a few unfortunate dick pics. I hadn't realised it was a picture of my member. That's why I sent it to my to those constituents. Because this is actually the personality thing. I put some googly eyes on it to cheer myself up. And so I just flicking through, I thought, oh, that's a fun person. I thought, that's a picture of a human person. I'll send it to a few constituents. So that got me in trouble. But, you know, my explanation, I think, was full and thorough. And entirely, entirely. I mean, the next dick pic was the eyes had fallen off on that one, but I thought, well, because I looked at it, and thought, oh no, oh this poor blind man. I must send his photo around as well. And you know, I said it at the time. I'll say it again. I think I did what any saint would have done in the same circumstance.
Yeah, you're just following your paternal instincts.
Oh, absolutely, my paternal...
pre-paternal instincts.
Thank you. Yes, yes. No, that's absolutely right. I hadn't thought of that spin myself because I'm quite modest, but I do think it shows me to be a very good father. Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for your feature sections in the Weekend magazine, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if you have a lust for life, we have the unenthusiastic, underpaid waitress to inadequately gesture towards slaking that lust. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Flunch. By the people who brought you Slurm and Glarb, Flunch is a nutrition-adjacent meal replacement for the person on the go at home. Unlike Slurm and Glarb, whose patented semi-sentient slug matrix slowly makes its way into your mouth through the course of the day, Flunch takes the tight-lipped slowness out of that agonizing process. Flunch is... Flunch is the... Flunch is the speed Glarb for home use. Simply install the patented Flunch trebuchet into the corner of any room in your house, and its motion sensors ensure that any time you move past it, we will fling our proprietary blend of proteins and other ingredients directly at your throat. Once there, the Flunch will claw its way into your nearest open orifice in its desperate attempt to find your digestive tract, its primitive mind programmed to only one ultimate goal, its own immolation into its constituents' nutrient components, the only end to an agony beyond its rudimentary comprehension. Flunch. It's Glarb, but worse. Sound like something you would want?
Absolutely.
You're a busy man.
I imagine it would go through me like a rocket. Fantastic.
In the bowels of Castle Frankenstein, where it peers over the German city of Darmstadt, the light slants through long windows to strike shadows in the dim room. Dust falls through the shafts of light as uncanny noises rise from the deep. There the scientist labours over his unheimlich creation. His fingers tremble with excitement and his mouth is dry with anticipation as he begins the final processes of his experiment. He must be precise here, lest things go terribly wrong. Abruptly he steps back from the table to compose himself. He wipes the droplets of sweat from his brow. He takes a few deep breaths. He reaches for half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. For those moments in life.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today in the Weekend magazine, a feature on coffee. John-Luke Roberts, you are our coffee correspondent. Can you tell me what's going on in the world of coffee right now?
There is so much coffee news at the moment. It's fantastic. Do you have a coffee promotion board on that hemisphere? We have one here. And they've just announced their new slogan, which is the most sophisticated laxative around. So... I think that's just, it's delightful. It really, it's better than the last one.
Which was?
If you drink it enough, you'll come to like it. It's a bit wordy. But there's some coffee news at the moment. The first exhibition of erotic latte art has closed before even opening after a security guard drank all the exhibits. He was discovered in the corner on the morning of the opening, shaking wildly. The organisers were very upset and they had to turn away scores of horny and disappointed art critics all day long. A witch in Nottinghamshire has built a house out of coffee to lure in Australians. So that's exciting. And you may have heard of this. There's been a new type of coffee invented. You haven't heard? Well, it's called the inverse macchiato. Do you like a macchiato?
I don't drink coffee, but I know what a macchiato is.
It's stained milk. I think it means stained milk. It's a macchiato, a little bit of foam on. It's just an espresso, a little bit of foam. So they've made the inverse macchiato, and with this, negative milk is added to the espresso to make it less milky than a normal black coffee. It's quite incredible.
Wow.
There's also an affogato version, which is the same, but the espresso is poured over negative ice cream. It's a really amazing thing. And the process by which they do it, negative milk is fetched from concave cows. It's really wonderful. And negative milk also is not just drinkable by the lactose intolerant, it's actively good for them.
What does a negative cow look like? What does a negative cow sound like?
A concave cow. The noise it makes is oom. It goes oom. Mm. Obviously, it's mainly udder. Very little else. very, very few stomachs. Less than a human. And the process by which concave cows are made is absolutely fascinating. Really, really absolutely fascinating. Unfortunately, I can't describe it without vomiting at the same time, so I won't be able to fill you in on that, sadly.
Sorry for interrupting you. Carry on.
No, it's fine. No, I mean, that's more or less, that's most of the coffee in you. A friend of mine, a lactose intolerant friend, accidentally ate an entire Wall's Viennetta, which is like an ice cream cake, but two glasses of negative milk afterwards, and he was fit as a fiddle. So I can vouch for that. Yeah.
I mean, that is fantastic news. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for our coffee feature section in the Weekend magazine, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and sidekick du jour, that's you today, John-Luke Roberts.
That's also my drag name.
On a recent episode of The Last Post, you said that your underproducers, who presumably play a supporting role to the inimitable and mysteriously middle-named Christopher, had not yet earned the right to be wished good luck by your fans. How does one earn that homage? Is there a Thunderdome-style battle in which the uber-producers compete regularly and your underproducers do not yet qualify? Curiously yours, M, long-time listener in the Northern Hemisphere. P.S. Good luck to you, Christopher. Well, that's a really interesting question, M. Harriet, would you like to pitch in on this as to why you don't deserve to be wished good luck? No. And that is why they do not deserve to be wished good luck. Christopher is perfectly happy to take a forward-facing, front-facing role. He's out there. He's faced with many of our worst and most aggressive fans. Obviously, this show's been running for 10 years now, and a daily podcast that's been running for 10 years, many people are deeply invested in the process, and Christopher protects us from those extremely, as I said, sort of intrusive, invasive, opinionated and aggressive fans of all stripes. So he needs the luck far more than we do, who are sheltered by his might and his strong right arm. And until they're willing to step up to the plate and cop some weaponry to the chin, as it were, Harriet and Ped remain unluckwished.
Unluckwished is a beautiful word.
Thank you for writing in, Em. And remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's all the time we have for The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast every day if you like, and feel free to go back in the feed to see all previous episodes that make these ones make more sense. If you enjoyed John Luke Roberts, episode 82 and 74 are some prime John Luke Roberts work. Thank you for coming on the show today. John Luke, have you got anything to plug?
Oh, I probably do. My website is johnlukeroberts.co.uk. My Twitter is jlukeroberts. And I have things online for sale at Go Faster Stripe, so you can watch me perform.
Including some gorgeous pictures of carrots, isn't it?
Oh, well, I've started drawing carrots. I've yet to share them with the world. I don't want to pivot too early, but I do think carrot drawing is probably my future.
Thank you for coming on the show. A marvellous job as ever. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcast production. Don't interrupt me. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me. I am Alice Fraser. I am. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram, that's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Jay Rayner, and I host the Out to Lunch podcast, where I take fabulous guests out for lunch and grill them to a turn. For now, whilst lockdown reigns supreme, we're staying in for lunch instead, and we've got great company. Fascinating people share only the best takeaways with me over webcam. Great food and insightful conversation with the likes of Gary Neville, Sharon Horgan, George Ezra, and Dieter Von Teese.
Have you ever had a cream pie in the face?
No! So if you, like me, enjoy food and are missing restaurants, subscribe to Out to Lunch with Jay Rayner, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.